Shalom, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, we saw Daniel ben Shenatina, the Baracha v'Hatzlacha, v'chol ma'aseh yadav. We're continuing our series of Shirim Nisvas Emes. We're going to be learning Tafresh Lamed Beis, Parshas Noach. It says in the Medrash, Rashi brings, Todosem shel tzadikim mitzvus u'maisim tovim. It says, Eilu Todos Noach, Noach ish tzadik. What about his kids? So you see from here that the Todos of tzadikim, the children, the offspring of tzaddikim, are their mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. So the Sfas Emes is bothered, what's the difference between mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim? Hey, mei ma'advarim, it's the same thing. Ki kol ma'isah she'oseh ha'tzaddik u'bedveikus u'bidel al shorosh achius shehu me'Hashem yizbarach. That every ma'isah that a tzaddik does, whether it's a ma'isah mitzvah or it's a ma'isah of chulin, a non-holy matter, every ma'isa of a tzaddik is bitveikus, with clinging, ubitel, and nullification, el shorosh achius, to the root of all vitality, which is from Hashem. So we have here a lashon of tveikus and bitel. So there's a beautiful new kuntres that came out called Or HaEmes, which is being sold for the ridiculous price of 5 shekels. Buck and a half. Which is a year in the life of the Sfas Emes. He goes through all the Ma'amarim and Breishis from Tafresh Lamed Beis. So he explains the difference between Dveikus and Bittel, that Dveikus is a complete kasher, but there's not yet Bittel. There's no nullification yet. A person's Dveik B'Ishto. So they're two different entities, a man and his wife. And he's Dveik, they're clinging to each other. That's beautiful. So a person is Dveik B'Hashem, the Tzaddik. And then there's also bittel el asharish. Bittel is when your person's nullified. It's like you have a small candle, small flame, which is nullified into a larger flame. Zeo perish maisim tovim. And that's what it means. Maisim tovim. Chsiv mechadish betuva b'choyom tovim maisim bereishis. Perish adoni avizikni b'shem rav mipshischa. Ki betuva hu atorah. Lekach tov, haino shechius kol ma'isa bereishis hu mea Torah, hasara ma'amaris. The meaning of ma'isim tovim is like machadish betuvo v'choyim tovim ma'isa bereishis. What's tuvo? Tuvo is Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lechem, tov is Torah. The chius of all of ma'isa bereishis, machadish betuvo v'choyim ma'isa bereishis. The vitality of ma'isa bereishis is tov, is Torah. Hasara ma'amaris, and Sarah it's Sfas Emes and Shavuos Tafresh Lamed Zayin. Betuva Zutorah Shad the Atari Shischatches Baolam. Befrat based in Sinas Atara and Schadish Venitkan Kolabriya Bukoach Torah. Through Torah there's this Schatches in the world. Specifically at the time of the giving of the Torah, there is this renewal, this rectification of the entire Bria Bukoach Torah. And that's what it means, Maisim Tovim. Maisim that are Megale the Tov. In other words, ma'isim that are megale the Torah, ma'isim that reveal the Torah. You know what mitzvahs are? Ma'isim tovim are ma'isim that reveal the Torah. Lechsiv mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. So in Pashtus, what's the mechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis? It means because of God's goodness, He's constantly renewing creation. That's like the Mekubalim teach us, that the world was created for good. So God in His goodness is Mechadish the Bria. However, the Rav Simcha Bunim, as we said, understands it, that Betuvo is Torah. We have a Gemara in Brachos, Ein Tov Ela Torah, Mishnah and Avos, the Jews are very beloved that they know that they were given this beautiful kli with which the world was created. So we see the connection between the Tov of Torah with which the world was created, Shabon Nivra Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'tuvah with Torah B'chol Yom Ma'aseh Bereishis. In other words, just like Tchilas Hayetzira, the original creation, was the stack of Barai Subraum. He looked in the Torah and created the world, as the famous Zohar says. In Chelek Aleph Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So to the Chiddush HaOlam B'chol Ois is always Al Yidei Torah. HaMechadish B'tuvah, it doesn't say B'tov. It says B'tuvo. With the Torah of Hashem, the world is being Mischadish. Rava Meseches Avodah Zarah Daf Yotes B'tchil Nikra Yisrael Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And afterwards, you get it. It says B'tarah Hashem Cheftzo in the Mesorah Siyagi Yom HaMalayla. V'tzadikim Mekayimim HaOlam Shenivra Ba'asara Ma'amaris. And the tzadikim give existence to the world that was created with 10 utterances, like it says in the Mishnah Navis, Ba'asara Ma'amaris Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 utterances. I could have been created with one. Rather, says the Mishnah, to take exact punishment from the Rishayim that destroy the world that was created by Sarah Ma'amaris, and to give Schar Tov Latzadikim that are Makayim the world that was Nivra by Sarah Ma'amaris. So now this Fasemis is bothered. Since we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis, since it says that God is Mechadish the world, so how can this Fasemis just have said that Tzadikim Mekayimim Ha'olam Shenivra Ba'asara Ma'amaris, that Tzadikim are Mekayim the world? It's Hashem HaPerish Shemekayimim Uvarin Zosli Anigla Umvurur Shechiyas Ha'olam Rak Al Yidei Asara Ma'amaris. In other words, it doesn't mean to say that it says in the Mishnah that Tzadikim are Mekayim the world that was never by Sarah Mamars. But Hashem is Mekayim the world that was never by Sarah Mamars. So what's the Tzadikim? So what this means is that they are Mekayim the world. Doesn't mean that they're Mekayim the world that was created with a Sarah Ma'amaris like we would understand, but rather they're Mekayim the world. And what's that Kiyam? The Asarah Ma'amaris, the 10 utterances. In other words, they're Megala this to the whole world, that the world was created with 10 utterances. HaPerishim Mekayimim Mevarin Zos Lios Niglo Mevur. They're Mekayim, they give it existence, Mevar, they clarify it. Leos Nigla Mavur, that it should be revealed and clear that the Chiyus Olam is Rakai De Samaras. That's what it means. Who's really Mekayim the world? Hashem. What are the Tzadikim doing? It says they're Mekayim the world. They're Mekayim the world, and they show that it was Nivra De Asara Ma'amaris. Shemekayim Mavarin, what's this double lashon? They're Mekayim and they're Mavarer. And then again, Nigla Mavur. There have to be two things. One, there has to be a key. You have to be Mekayim. Then you have to be Megala. You have to reveal it. You have to be Mekayim. And then you also have to be Mevara. So the Kiyum is to reveal it. Shehe Nigla Mekayim Dover Zeh. That's why first he says Mekayimin, and then he says Nigla. So the Kiyum is the Gilui. You have to be Megala this, that the Chiyus Olam is through the Asara Ma'amaris. And then you have to be Mevarer. People think they're other Kochos. You have to be Mevarer and select, so to speak, that Hashem's Koach is the only thing that gives the world existence. So when it says Tzadikim are Mekayim the world, that was never Asara Ma'amaris. Again, Hashem is Mekayim the world. But Tzadikim are Mevarer and they're Megala. They're Megala and Mevarer, that it's from Hashem, that the Chiyus of the world is from the Asara Ma'amaris. Uperish Kaima, Bris Vishvua. In the Lakutei Sfasemes, in Sukkah Membeis, page Membeis, Sfasemes writes, Ubris Vishvua Nikra Kaima Belashen Targum. When you talk about a bris, you talk about a covenant and an oath, that is called in the Lashon of the Targum a kaima, kayama, kaima. Bris says Nunculus, Zozo Sabris, Da Os Kiyama. This is the Os of the Kiyam. Shvua, Nunculus says, Vakimosi is a Shvua, Ve'akem Yas Kiyama. So you have this union of Kayama, which is a Bris with Shvua. So it emerges from the Sfas that with a Bris and a Shvua, the Tzadikim are Mekayim the world. What's the bris? The bris is that they're Osek B'Torah, which is called bris, as it says in Yirmiyahu. Kol Amar Hashem, Lo Bris Yom V'Laylechu, Geshma Baretz Lo Samti, if not for my covenant of day and night, if not for the Torah, the Gemara learns this is Torah, I wouldn't have created the world, there's no world. So the tzaddikim are Mekayim the world through their bris, through their Osek HaTorah. Shvua. How are they Mekayim the world with a Shvua? Because we see in the Gemara, that's their Maisim Tovim. It says in the Gemara, Nida. And it says in Yeshaya, Tishava Kol Hashem Zayom Aleida. What's the Shvua? Tehi Tzadik Val Tehi Rasha. It says in the Gemara, in Yuma, the person's Mushbev Omed Bahar Sinai. The person's Mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs. So that's what it means. Mekayim Varen Zos Lios Niglam Uvur Shechiyah Solam Raka Adidea Sarah Mamars Uperish Kaima Bris V'Shvua. So these are the tzaddikim who are engaged in the bris of Torah and in the shavua of doing ma'isim tovim, and through that they're megala that the world's existence is predicated on the asara ma'amaris, the word of God. V'aydei shet tzaddikim nosnim koach bolim sheistave kol dover b'sharish ha'achius. The tzaddikim give koach to the world that everything should cling to the root of vitality. How does this happen? And the answer is that tzaddikim are partners with God in ma'isa bereshis, as the Sfasemis brings later. And how is it possible with the yeshut of lachar ma'isa? Which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish betuva b'chol yom tamid ma'isa bereshis. And in this chiddush, they're shutfim. Like the Or HaChaim says, which the Sfasemis brings later on. As we'll see about how Shabbos is the chiyus of Ma'aseh Bereishis, we keep Shabbos, we give Ma'aseh Bereishis life. So when tzaddikim are elevated, the whole world is elevated with them. So through the tzaddikim, the world has koach to be davek b'shorash hachiyus. Everything connects to the root. So they with their Torah, with their ma'asim tovim, with their mitzvahs, they're bringing everything back to the source. And that's the mitzvahs. We know what mitzvahs are. It says in Rashi, mitzvahs, and the ma'isim tovim is this tov, this Torah, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machadish ma'isim bereishis. And the tzaddikim are mevara that, with their learning and with their mitzvahs. She'en nikr mikol dover. So this is an poliotze, this is an outcome. That when something is nidbak, something gashmius is nidbak b'boro, when something is clinging, is adhering to Hashem, so then shchol shem ba'alav olav, then God's name is on it, and it's clear that it's the wonder of God. That's what the tzaddikim do. They connect everything to the shorash achiyus, v'sheinikra mikol dover, plos habore baruch hu v'ruch shemo. And they see the wonders of God, blessed is He and blessed is His name. And that's what the Sfasemis uses the Lashon of Pele, like the Rama writes in Arachayim, that the Pele is that God connects the body to the soul. That's a Pele. And Pele is also Aleph, Alufo Shel Olam, the champion of the world, the master of the world, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the one who does it. He's the other man of flaws, as we say in Davening. V'aydei zem olidim shefes chachas tamid b'chol ha'olam. And through this, they draw a bounty of renewal always in the entire world. That since something is clinging to its roots, to its place of yenika, to its place of nourishment, it grows more. The closer it is to the chiyus, the better it grows. Like we say in the famous pasuk in Tehillim, v'haya ke'etz shatul al palgei mayim, asher piryo yitain bi'ito, ve'aleyu lo yibol, v'chol asher yaseh mayatzliach. So since it's connected, the eitz is shasul, is planted, al palgei mayim, and streams of water, memela, this causes that piryo yitain bi'ito, it gives fruit, ve'aleyu lo yibol, and the leaves will not wilt, v'chol asher yaseh yatzliach. And everything he does will be successful. That's what we have to do. You connect yourself to the root, to the source of nourishment, and then you're a matzliach. V'zeh ma'isim tovim. And these are good deeds. In other words, the explanation of these words are ma'isim that are megala the tov, which is Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lechem. So through their ma'isim, you see Tov, you see the Torah, you see the godliness, you see God's word in this world. So shemispashe tanekuda marav tuvcha b'chol ma'ise gashmi gamken. That the nekuda, this point of marav tuvcha, how great is your goodness, asher tzafanti lireyecha, that you hid for those who fear you, you made for those who take refuge in you, neged b'nei adam, opposite people. That's what the pasuk says. And Sfasemis writes later on in Tafresh Nun, achat tzadikim misdapkim gam b'teva b'chiyus hapnimius shehu mechaya chayim ve'al zeh ne'emar avo b'isecha t'chsiv marav tuv chutz asher tzafant l'riecha p'alta. That even in this world you have this hidden godliness. So tzaddikim bring into nature the pnimius of the chaya chayim, of the life of godliness. That's what it means. How great is your goodness that you hid for those who fear you? It's hidden. It's in creation. There's a koach halokus in creation, and tzaddikim are misdabeg to that koach halokus. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh that this Fasemis cites, "Vayichulu Hashemayim Baratz Chot Tzvamer Belozer Pasach Marav Tufcha Shere Tzafan Til Reach Apata Lachosim Bach Neged Bnei Adam Tochazi." Come in here, see. God created man in the world. And he made him that he should be complete in his avoda, and he should fix his ways. Begin to yiskil in a horay law, the gun is kuchabrichu tzadikai, in order that he should be zocha to this great light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid for the tzadikim. As it says, Ayin lo ras Elohim zulascha, zulascha yase lamachakelo. No eye has seen it. Besides Hashem, that he does for those who wait for him. How do you get that great light? We all want this divine light. How do you get it? And the answer is, says the Zohar HaKadosh, by Raisa, when you learn. So the explanation is based on the Radak there, where he says, Neged B'nei Adam. What's pshat? Neged b'nei adam. Harishay medabrim b'gaiva v'vu, says the Radak. And that pasuk in Tehillim. Dvar matikim ala tzedikim v'yirei ha'el fisharo mosim shfeilim v'chalushim v'yene yodim agodu l'atov asher tzafanti lehem lo'ilam habedis. So the Rishayim disgrace with great arrogance, haughtiness, the tzedikim, words of the tzaddikim, they see them very low, very weak. Say, oh, he's a schnorr, he's a this, he's a that. And they don't know what a great reward God has waiting for them in Olam Haba. Umilvad zeh pa'alta v'chidashta tov tov rav lahem pa'amim rabas ba'olam hazev zeh neged b'nei adam And you also made good things for them in this world. In this world, people also get nicer. That's what it means, neged b'nei adam. The Malbim says similarly, that yes, ma'rav tuvcha asher tefanti l're'echa, that's the schar for the next world, but they're also going to get tov shepalta l'chosim bach, is not nitzaf and v'nistar, it's not hidden. It's neged b'nei adam. That's what the Sfasemis says, that through the maisim of the tzaddikim, mispashet rov tuvah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu olam neged b'nei adam. People are able to see from the good deeds of the tzaddikim, people are able to see godliness in the world. Shemispashet hanakudim rav tuvcha b'chol ma'aseh gashmi gamken. This nakuda of rav tuvcha shel tzafant l'recha, not only is it hidden in olam haba, not only is olam haba hidden here, but also palta l'chosim bach neged b'nei adam, it also is going to be revealed in this world. V'asara daras ad noach shekocho nakuda pnimius hanal. And the 10 generations of until Noach, whose koach is this internal, deeper nakuda, this point of godliness in the world. Because asara is a complete number. If the world was created by asara ma'amaros, can I get asara sadibras? This is what Sfasemis talks about a lot in Parshas Vayera. And they can also go down asara yeridos. It says there were 10 galios also, galos of Sanhedrin. It's Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph. And that's the Atzis HaYetzer. If the Yerida would be so fast, then a person would feel it, and he'd go away from it. So the Yerida is little by little that a person shouldn't feel it, till he gets completely lost. Kach Darcho Shel Yetzer. He starts little by little. Today this, tomorrow that. And then the guy's done. So V'asar V'doros Ad Noach Shachachu V'asar V'doros Ad Noach Shachachu Nekuda Pnimis. The 10 Doras until Noach, they forgot this deeper Nakuda. This Nakuda that gives life to the world. They forgot about this Nakuda. So that's the Yerida of the 10 Doras. At Shebitlu kol hakoach michius asara ma'amaris. Until they were mevatel, the whole koach of the vitality of the 10 ma'amaris. It says in the Mishnah, asara daras mi'adam ad noach. So this Fasemis writes in Avis, Perakei Mishnah Beis, koyad ala'el, it's going on the previous Mishnah, that says, li'parah min ha'rashayim sh'ma'adam salam sh'nivra ba'asara ma'amaris, that the world is created with 10 ma'amaris to get the exact punishment from the Rishayim, who destroyed the world that was created with 10 ma'amaris, she called Dor Kilkel Maimar Acher. Every door is Makalkel and other ma'amaris. You have the Shlemus of 10 ma'amaris, 10 Dibras, and then there are also 10 Yeridas. And these are Saradaris Ad Noach. They forgot. They were Shochech, the Nekuda Pnimius. And then they were Mevatel, the whole Koach, from the Chiyus of the Asara Ma'amaris. Is that Kate called Basar Bash, Lanish Olem Chiyus? What does it mean that the Kates came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I should say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought their Kates, he brought their end. What does it mean the Kates came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shalonisha behem chiyus. They had no more chiyus left. All this basar, they brought their own end. They had no more chiyus in their actions. They were detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the source of creation. And Memela, this kate, this end came before Hashem. They fizzled out. And therefore, Hineni Mashchisam Es Haaretz. K'moshamra Harishayim Avdim Etc. Shenivra Basar Ma'amaris Shemashakim Zos Kanal. That's how the Mishnah says, the Harishayim Ma'abed the Olam. How are they Ma'abed the Olam? How do they destroy the world? And the answer is they're forgetting the Nakuda Apnimis, this internal point of godly vitality from which the world exists. So whenever they forget it, they're causing the world destruction, but the complete destruction can only come when it's too much, when it's like the Dor HaFlaga, Dor HaMabul. And the way they destroy it is because they forget these, they cause a forgetting of these Asara Ma'amaras. For Noach Tzadik, what's Pshat Tzadik? Sfasemis writes in Tafresh Lamed Aleph, Tzadik, Shikshish is Nagdus, come over Mishpat. Yesh Mishat Sodik Badin. V'chasiru shalibo chala bekirbo, she'en lo din v'dvarim klali meitzo hara. A tzaddik is when there's somebody against you, like in a mishpat, there's somebody who's tzodek bedin, who wins the case. And then there's the chasid, who's libo chala bekirbo. He's got no yetzo hara left at all. So Noach was mishtamish b'midas tzitka. They were mevatel the koach achiyus, and he wanted to restore it back to its original glory. It also says Noach was a tamim. But Noach tzaddik tamim. Like this Vasemis writes later on at the beginning of Parashas Chayisara, Tamlios kol maisa b'dveikus koch v'chiyus pnimis shebo. V'vadei b'nekuda pnimis hanosenes chayim l'chol ramachi v'arei adam, sham heim ba'achtus echot v'nitla kol eivar b'chaver m'mokom aroi. K'mo k'enon shomer kol maisav kanal v'gam ramach mitzus esi shem negede v'arei adam, mitzvah. Tariag mitzvah atfluim by de zelenas adam shalem, tamim tagumo shalem, ulehifuchimain, eno adam shalem, shein kol ever mochubala chavero, meacho shenifron mishara shachius, shumako sheshamakum chiburam. So that's the idea of tmimus. Tmimus is that all your maisim are clinging to the internal pnimis of the world, the chiyus of the world, the godliness of the world, and all the ramach evarim connect to that nekuda, and then that unites all of the evarim. That's the tamim, that's the shlemus of a person. When he's a tamim, he's all of his ramach evarim are doing the right thing. They're all connected to that nekuda pnimis. That's tamim mishalim. Person's not shalim means the evarim aren't properly connected. They're not all connected to that deeper root. So therefore Noach was a tzaddik, getting the world back, overcoming what the world was forgetting, the nekuda pnimis. He was a tamim, a shleimus, of all of the ramach evarim, shesagidim, being connected to the nekuda pnimis. Hechzer achiyus v'nishtachadesh ba'olam. He returned, he restored the chiyus, and the world was renewed. So the Rishayim destroyed it, they disconnected from the nekuda of chiyus, and the male of the world was destroyed. V'niku toldos of toldos Noach, and his toldos, Ela toldos Noach. Noach ish tzadik tam haya b'darosav. So his toldos are his tzidkus and his tzmimus, which was that he returned, he restored the recognition of the godliness that pervades the world. Okay, the Kosev Varachayim Al Mashar Muchazal Omer Vayichul Nasa Shutav LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. Say Vayichul like God's partner in creation. Upireish Ki Chiyus Imeha Ma'aseh B'Shabbos. The only way, it's like a gas. The only way you get a car to move is with gas. What's the gas of the world? What keeps the world going? Shabbos. The world has 6 days of gas. Then Shabbos comes and gives life to the rest. Shashem Yisbaruch Nasan Koch B'Shabbos Shitein Chiyus Al Kol Yimei Shavua. God gives koach in Shabbos that it should give vitality to all the days of the week through the Shomrei Shabbos, and therefore somebody who's made that Hashem Yisbarach, somebody who testifies that God created the world in 6 days, is a shutuf. Because through this he gives chiyus, he gives life, he gives vitality to the days that will come later. Ubechinas Shabbos, Shusfisis Hakol B'Makom Sharsho, Vatzadik Nikra Shabbos, Kam Noach Nikra B'Zorah Kodesh Shabbos, V'Hu Kanal. That's what it is. It's bringing everything back to the Nekuda Pnimius, to this internal point, that it gives life to all the week, because then it's Yonek from Shabbos. It derives its nourishment from Shabbos, which is the connection to the Nekuda Pnimis. And so the Nekuda Pnimis is like Shabbos in that both give life to the world. Shabbos is everything returning back to its source, Shvisas HaKol Sharsha. And its tzaddik is called Shabbos. It says in the Zohar Kaddish in a number of places, Vakar Kol Shabrichu L'Tzadik Brazid the Shabbos, the Nachbe V'Anachbe Kol Bercha and the Barcha Kol Shayomin. So he's called Shabbos, and Shabbos is the Barach of all the days. Hadu D'Chsiv V'Yomach V'Yomashviyah came Berach Hashem V'Yom Shabbos. Man Yom Shabbos Habe Yom Adot Tzadik. The Tzadik is Shabbos, and through him the world is blessed. Kam Noach Nikar B'Zohar Kaddish Shabbos. That's the same idea that Noach restored the recognition of the Nekuda Pnimis that gives chiyus to the world, which is Bechinus Shabbos. Fasemis writes in Tafresh Lamed Aleph, Bezor HaKadosh Noach hu Bechinus Shabbos, Shekasu Bavianach B'yom HaShvi, Perish Zekinah Menucho B'makom HaSharash, Kshadim Davuk B'Sharash HaShasham B'makom Menuchasa, Ein Lo Shum Yigiyah. What's the meaning of menucha? What does it mean, yanoch b'yom ha'shvi? That means you go back to the root, you go back to the source. When a person is connected to his source, that's where his menucha is. He has no yegia. Ki kol ma'ash over alav akol echad v'gam etzlo nimshach tamid achar yiras Hashem. Im ken yesh lo menucha. Hosham rukol makabal avol Torah. Mavir men ol malchus vol derech eretz. Ze perish noach ish tzadik, perish tzadik, shesh esnagdus. So the idea of menucha is that there's no toil. Everything that happens is all one. It all relates back to the source, to the root, and this person is always, this tzaddik is always drawn after Yiras Hashem. And therefore he has menucha, because he's in his place of resting. He doesn't have to toil. It's all in the same place. It's all with Hashem. It says, if you're Makabal all Torah, there's going to be no all Malchus and all Derech Eretz. Because he's with God. He doesn't need all the other things in this world. And that's what it means. Noach Ish Tzadik, that he overcame. There's Isnagdus. He was Sodek B'din. He overcame all the naysayers. All the people who wanted to detach the world from the world's Nekuda Pnimis, from the internal point of spirituality, of godliness, that gives the world its existence. So this was obviously very, very deep, very Kabbalistic, very nifla, and I hope that Hashem gives us koach and moach and simchas chayim and the financial means that we should be able to continue b'simcha b'tuv leiv of meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.